then the next item is surplus and reserves. Okay, we steal 10 minutes, so we can spend 15 or 20 on this. Surplus and reserves. Floor is open for discussion. And I have some comments, so I'm happy to get on a stack. Okay, I'll get on. When we were talking about the issue of surplus of stations, I really want to put forth the notion that the funding for some of the national initiatives, to me, it would make a lot of sense to do that funding by having reserved fundraising days at stations available for that specific purpose. We touched on it last time, the idea of telling listeners specifically the projects for which money is being used rather than harvesting station surplus.
Have a good night, Ben.
Rather than harvesting station surpluses after they've been raised to allocate towards certain national projects. And in a brief conversation with Rob Robinson, the program committee, who was discussing the notion that there should be monthly national programming days, I raised the question of how would it be if quarterly those national programming days were associated with pitches for funding for other national projects, and he thought that was a good idea. But one of the things that I think is really important when we're dealing with the question of surpluses is to have there be a clear incentive for stations in the raising of surpluses, so that the raising of that surplus from their signal area means the service to that signal area is going to be improved. So those are my thoughts.
Marnie?
Yes, sir.
Did we not present a motion on the table?
Ooh, a motion.
About a fixed percentage of, quote, surpluses. The concept was that we have two items on the table. One is a reserve, and the other one is a surplus. And I think we did talk about it, have a motion, and the motion, as I recall, read something like that it shall be the policy of the PNB that any station...
Yeah, there was a motion.
Something like that. Maybe that's a place to start. We can sort of take that one apart and see if there's any core of agreement. But the idea is have a station or unit that produces a surplus that is above goal and above budget, how shall those surplus funds be used and according to what timetable? The suggestion I think we came up with was that surplus funds can be allocated, that X percent of surplus funds can be allocated for national projects the board will have identified and prioritized, and the remaining percentage, 80, 90, whatever, can be utilized by the station in the context of a budget and in the context of a quarterly reforecast where they could identify how they want to use those funds. The advantage was that the stations would be incentivized and could, see where surplus funds could be used, but at the same time, that national projects that need a source of funding, whether it be, a solidarity fund or a number of phrases we've used, would still get the funding they needed for network or station, for station-wide needs. We got critical unbudgeted items. How shall they be funded? And so that was the sense of it. And I'm wondering if that's something people want to discuss.
I do think we should have the exact language. Do you have it handy, Casey?
I can probably find it in a few minutes. I got to go in the other way. But what I recall was that we were talking about like 10% that would go to national, but that the board would have to approve, like they would have to approve the use of it.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Yes.
And that the other 90% would remain with the station or something.
Yeah, I have the language.
Oh, you do? Good.
It wasn't specific language, but it was okay. Well, I'll read just for Marnie. I just picked. Shall I just read it, or shall you? Do you want?
Oh, please do, Lonnie. I'm having trouble finding it.
Okay. It's a resolve that the Board of Directors adopt a policy which states, each fiscal year the Board shall require that each station sequester X percent of all surplus funds derived from the operating results for that year, utilized by the Board to fund critical but unfunded projects. These funds shall be utilized at the sole discretion of the Board and on Board-approved projects. If these funds are to be kept at the local station bank account level, they must be identified on the balance sheet cash section as restricted cash, or there must be an agreement that these funds are physically transferred to a national office bank account, but with a similar restricted and segregated cash account designation. That was the language on one of them. So, to summarize, every station, the Board, it will be a Board policy that if there are surplus funds, X percent, 5, 10, 20, we did not specify a percentage, would be utilized to fund critical but unfunded projects. And we had several. We know we've got Spanish language, we've got FSR, and we've got a number of critical but unfunded projects. So it was a way of trying to do that. Now, if the percentage is 20, then the remaining 80%, that is retained by the station or unit, and they can identify purposes they feel that the surplus funds can be best utilized and presented, I guess, as a budget item mid-year or whatever process we come up with to where budgets can be looked at again.
Can you repeat, Lonnie, the last part you said about the remaining 80%? Did you say that if it was 80% that stayed with the station, they would still need to get permission on how to use that?
Yes, they would come up with proposals for use of those funds.
Can you clarify how that differs from just the normal budgeting process that we have now, which is, and now with the quarterly forecasting added, the stations have to get budget authority from the PMB. So what does that portion of it add?
Well, it's true. With the reforecasting process we've been discussing, this could be incorporated in that. But what is new is the accounting for those funds in terms of segregated cash and where it would be shown and how it would be controlled.
If no one else has a comment, I guess my feeling on this, first of all, our LSB held a vote a while ago that we should bring a motion that all surplus should not be subject to central services levy. I disagreed with that. I thought there should be a progressive reduction. I feel that you know, we've had, as I said before, big increases in central services, and now to basically say national has to, you know, de facto take more of any monies in surplus than just central services, because remember, they are paying central services 20% already on that surplus, which is over and above, you know, what was budgeted for the national unit. So there's already 20% of those surpluses coming to national. And I would say, and then on top of that, we need more money for projects that will be allocated as needed, as opposed to doing it the other way around. And as I said before, doing specific fundraising nationally for such projects, I don't think that's a good idea. I would definitely want to take to our LSB that notion before I could vote in favor of it and have that discussion. Those are my opinions.
Casey?
Go ahead.
Can I get back to it, please?
Yeah, Casey and then Broody. Anyone else?
Alani, I'll try.
Okay.
I have a little bit mixed feelings about this, and it's just that I feel like this isn't a good step toward compromise, in that what we had been hearing was, you know, a lot of back and forth about this is a network, it's not one station against the other, you know, and all, you know, stations that are doing well need to contribute to those that might not be, or to nationwide projects in order to make sure the network is strong. And I feel like in some ways this is a step towards some sort of a compromise, which is good. What the percentage should be, I don't know. You know, to me, there's I don't know, you know, but that should be a compromise too. The thing that concerns me, though, is that I still don't quite understand, you know, what we define as a surplus. And we've been talking about, you know, whether or not we're talking about money over budget or money over goal, because I was surprised to see this time that our last fund drive goal was less than what our budget was. You know, if we have three fund drives, the goal given to staff was less than a third of what our budget was. So while people at our station think that, you know, we went over goal, we didn't go over budget. And so how do we define that? And are we talking about what's left at the end of the year? And then, I don't know. I just think I like the idea that there's an attempt to make sure that the stations have control over the money that they've raised for local projects in order to make their stations grow. And at the same time, there's a way to make sure that national projects are funded and that the network is attended to. But I also feel like we still haven't really resolved any of the questions about the definitions of what things are and how they go.
Ruti?
I was thinking about your argument, Dave, or your position, that it sounds like if we put, let's say we use a number of 20%, that basically we're talking about 40%, should we exceed, our goal, which is hopefully, assuming there'll be, let's say budget, let's not even say goal, if a station exceeds its budget in terms of generating support, that, you know, it's 20% for central services, then it's 20% for an additional, for this special fund, whatever we want to call it, which does sound onerous. So I would think that, and I don't have it worked out in my mind, but on the one hand, you don't want to say that the excess is not subject to central services because you don't know what other stations may be falling short in terms of their commitment to central services. So that's got to be worked into it at the same time, too. So I'm not sure how to resolve it without, you know, the potential of a station having to give up 40% if we use the arbitrary 20% for this special reserve fund. But on the other hand, too, if there's a need, in other words, if another station is falling short, and this station is having a good year, then, you know, we can't just say, okay, well, you've exceeded budget, don't worry about central services, you just worry about putting into this special fund, this excess. So I just have to think about it a little more, but I'm concerned about somebody having to give up 40% of their by the amount by which they've exceeded goal if we use the 20% as that contribution.
Ilani, and then I'd like to go.
Well, I don't think that this is a central service issue. This is not about increasing central services, from my point of view. It's about creating, the best example is not increasing central services, it's about creating a solidarity fund. What happens at Pacifica, whether we plan for it or not, the legal is the best example. Legal expenses were incurred, and the EN stations were assessed a portion of those legal funds, and that's how we got rid of that legal debt. So it's not, we describe that as increasing central services, and it's not the national office, it's the board. This statement, this motion is about creating board sequestered funds, not national office funds. So I think those two things, it's not about central services or increasing it to the national office, that's a bugaboo. But I think it's about, we have many real strong opinions about creating extra funds for FSRN or Spanish language for race and nationality. But we never have figured out a way to actually fund those projects. And I said that the board voted those projects as unfunded mandates. This is a way of putting our money where our mouth is in terms of actually funding the projects that the board has identified as critical. Our central services, from where I said, it's about actually coming up with a way and have it be institutionalized in such a way that it also is a rainy day fund. Some station that has a bad drive or a transmitter goes down, rather than scrambling around at the last minute trying to do on air, which I think is last minute and not really wise to do, we'll have done the homework and have a reserve fund available and ready. I didn't say we had to spend it. I said we had to create it such that we can, in fact, done. It could be a local project. Have to be. For a local station. So anyway, my point of view is that this is commonly done, and we don't have that at Pacific. And we need to do it in a way that's planful and will be effective in funding things we say we support. Okay.
See, to me, there's two issues. One, again, goes back to this question of what you tell the donors. You can't tell the donors we're using it for the station and then use it for other things. But I understand how we can interpret the creation of national programming as being for the stations, for example. I think there's a technical problem in it because it basically puts a really heavy pressure on the way people do their budgeting. So a station that markedly underestimates its funding potential versus one that markedly overestimated it have very large differences in their contributions to these funds. And again, I just think, I'm not talking, Lonnie, about doing it after the fact, the fundraising. I'm talking about ongoing planned fundraising quarterly for such funds at National. And building up those funds with explicit appeals to the listeners as to the sorts of projects that the money is being used for. I think that builds in a great deal of accountability. It makes the listeners part of a project to build, you know, some of these larger things than just what's going on at their station. And I think that could be very positive. For example, programs to build affiliates, programs to build digital distribution, solidarity funds, all the rest of it. Also, in terms of funds that are critically needed, I think some sort of defined contribution plan based on total amounts of revenue, as opposed to something capricious like what the difference was between what you budgeted and, in the event that you went over, how much you went over. And remember, surplus at the end of the year is going to be very sensitive to expenditures that are authorized by the National during the reforecasting process during the year. So, for example, if there's a reforecast in June and you authorize spending because you're a little ahead, well, you don't end the year with surplus because you spent those things. And that creates sort of an odd incentive for the National Board to deny the ability to spend money during the year so that it comes out the end of the year as a surplus if that's going to go into those funds. So I would prefer some sort of defined contribution that where we build certain reserve funds for specified purposes to given amounts. And then if stations are performing really well, you know, I do think that they should be free to spend those funds to continue building on what they're doing. So I know I wasn't on that work group call. I look forward to participating in it more. We are about at time. I don't think we're prepared to consider the motion. Do people want to continue to discuss this any further, or shall we move the agenda?
I'd like to discuss, about 3 minutes. I did have something.
Go for it. Is there any objection to Lonnie taking 3 minutes and then moving the agenda?
No.
Okay,
no.
Hearing none, go ahead.
Well, Dave, I just want to be clear. I'm hearing what you say. Maybe there's a difference, and maybe there isn't, because what I heard you just say was the third model you'd like is one where you have specified funds for specific projects. Projects may be local projects or maybe national projects. That's not much different than saying board sequestered funds, although you leave out the board, you end up with sequestered funds. I do think that there is more common ground than appears. So my suggestion is that maybe we should reconvene the Reserve and Surplus Committee and have another go at a working policy.
Yeah, I would like that. and I will make a point of attending. I apologize. My schedule prevented me from the last one. Okay, if there's no objection, then we'll move the agenda to the review of available financial...
Is that agreeable to reconvene? I just said it. I didn't check.
It is to
me.
Okay, great. All right, so moving on to the review of available financial reports. We had received the September numbers, and there's a. I was very happy to see the column in there that compares now with prior year. And I was just curious about the status of those reports.
Well, you know, Marnie and I did meet, and she did send along templates that she that were suggested that we could format. The progress that we've made is that actually I was going to send out the where we stand now with format, and if I can just briefly, and I'm prepared to send it out tomorrow, plenty of time for our next meeting. But the issue is what is doable. And by October, because I'm just arbitrarily taking an October start date, even though we can roll out new additions to format as we go along. But here's what we do have, and I can send it out, as I say, tomorrow. In the template that Marnie has suggested was, say, in the actual column where you have actual compared to budget with the variance, there would be an additional column in both the current month and the YTD, which is year-to-date section of our report. You would add a comparison to previous YTDs and the previous month. That is to say, if we were in the month of August, we would get August 05 plus August 04 and be able to compare the 2 months as standalone months. Similarly would be the case with YTD. Yes, we have that format done. That is ready to go. We can do the same thing. We're adding one other column, by the way, which is it gets complicated, but prior year actuals to actuals, budget to actuals. So we end up with an extra column and three extra columns. So we're going to pass that along for folks to look at, hoping that we don't get too complicated where it gets so confusing people won't even read the thing. But we're looking at it. So what we would get, and that's done work already, is for the month of August, we'd have the number 100. And that would be August 05, but we'd also be able to compare that to August 04 and see what kind of August we were having. And that would be a change. We would have also the audited on the year side, what kind of year we have, say, the forecasted year against the audited year from a prior year. And that would be the case for the YTD. We would also have quarterly forecasts. And the format changes that could accommodate those quarterly changes. Now, we're not complete because even as we have done that in detail for each station, what is new in the format that Marnie suggested is the summary sheet. It's different than the one we're currently using. And it would be different for each station. That is to say, each station would now end up with a summary sheet where on the page one you'd have the administrative salaries of program development all summarized with a headcount. And there's some ratios she threw in there as well. That work, the summary sheet for each station, is not done. But the detail behind it is done. And that, as I say, I'll send out, you hate to send out something that isn't finished, but... But just for purposes of seeing how it would look. The other thing we've added, which wasn't in the templates, is we have 12 months of actuals for 05, and of course we have the final budget for 05. So we can compare every month in 05 to the actuals in 06 as they roll in. So we've done that work. I'll send it out tomorrow. Summarizing.
I have some questions. If other people have them first about the September report, they can ask them. There was a couple of things that I was struck by. One, at the board meeting in Houston, we talked about how much money we were going to come in this year over what was expected, and we noted that some stations included surplus prior year funds. but in the surplus prior year line of the consolidated section of the values only September, by the way, you have September 06 in the title. I think it's September 05. But the surplus prior year line is empty. It indicates that we didn't use any surplus prior year to get to a bottom line of 740 network-wide.
Yeah.
Is that the case? Did it end up that we didn't? Nobody ended up using surplus prior year, or is that a typo?
No, that is intentional, because what you want to see at September 30th is how you looked without hypothesizing the use of funds from prior year.
So the 740 that's in the bottom line is new funds that were generated over and above expenditures in this fiscal.
And over and above prior year, yes.
Because I had thought that from our discussion in Houston that it was going to be more on the order of 300. So that 740 is a sound number.
740 is the number that shows the correct operating results in one fiscal year without taking into account prior year.
Wow, well, it's half of what was expected, but it was much more than what we heard, and it's with one station having had a real hard time of it this year. That's great. That's at least heartening news. There was one other item. Oh, yeah, so basically when you built this September 06, you deleted that surplus prior year line from every unit so that we can see in the bottom line what happened on current year operating.
That's
after
right.
After including the capital.
That's right. I did that, you know, because it could get confusing.
Okay, because that's different than the way the prior year, the prior statements during the year were made, and it might be useful since we should be posting these things. And that's a note. People are complaining to me that we have not posted the income statements on the website in some time.
I've had a problem getting them posted. As you know, they have produced them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just not getting up there. I send email and email.
But I think it would be helpful if you were maybe to write a little note so that when they are posted, it's indicated that in this statement, the reporting was changed to exclude surplus prior year in order to be able to see the bottom line. But actually, that is an important point, because the surplus prior year number, while it's not included in the actuals, it is there. There is surplus prior year money still included in the budgeted numbers. So those numbers on the bottom line come out looking different from each other because there is surplus prior year numbers in the budgeted columns.
Yeah, that's right. But see, that's an artifact of that cash and capital section, too.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, our continued use of it creates these kinds of artifacts because you're trying, and the board rightly wants to know, did you balance the budget by, you know, borrowing money from prior years or not? And that's where we've shown it. But at the end of the year, the board and the auditors, of course, want to know, and I do too, and you do too, you want to know, well, not taking into account all the prior year stuff, how did you really do without that cushion? So that's why you see in the September statement you come with the operating results.
But I think that there should be, first of all, I think that any time the reporting manner changes, there should be a note associated. And in this case, in that note, it should also note that when comparing the bottom line in the actual to the bottom line in the budget number, you have to take into account that surplus prior year funds were taken out of the actual calculation but are still left in the budget calculation. So if we wiped it out of the budget calculation, you'd get a different variance than the variance you see between actual and, in this case, the difference would be $146,000 difference in the variance between the actual and the budgeted, and I think that's 146 in the negative direction. So
but that's a variance, not real money. That's just a variance.
Right, but
it's not real dollars. What you want to know then is the bottom line, and the bottom line is what we focus on.
But again, when we're comparing the actual to what we budgeted, when we're saying what we budgeted, it is including surplus prior year funding, and when we're saying the actual, that's drawn out. So I'm just saying in a note, any note that indicates that there's been a change in the reporting mechanism, so that if you're comparing what happened month to month by looking at the different income statements, you can see, ah, this changed, here's why it changed. It's because of this reporting difference. And here's...
I want to do that as a part of the year end.
Okay.
September 30th. I'll drop the note. That's okay.
Okay. Anybody else on the system for financials?
Yeah, Marnie, I'm just shaking my head at this last bit of a discussion here. As I recall, you'll have to tell me which stations included prior year surplus in their 05 cash and capital budgets. It certainly wasn't across the board now, was it?
No, it was. PFW had included it in their budget but didn't spend it, and I think A hadn't included it in their budget and did use some. And I forget, IT, I think, also had some amount. But no, it wasn't across the board.
Oh.
K was actually the only station that neither budgeted nor used surplus prior year.
And that all is shown in cash and capital.
Did that answer your question, Marnie?
Yeah, I think it was much ado about nothing, frankly. But
well, you too.
Maybe I'm losing, whatever.
You need coffee.
Okay.
Come to think of it, my garage closes at 7. I may have to just duck out and get my car out of there.
Okay. Well, Marnie, the reason I raised it was because in Houston, after discussing what the bottom line was going to be, what we generated in new money, it was sounding like it was about $380,000. And now I see that it was $740,000. And that was about what it was, including the surplus prior year in Houston. So the reason for making an issue of it is it looks like we did $300,000 better than was reported to the board at in Houston. And I thought that doing $300,000 better isn't just sort of trivial or much ado about nothing. I thought it was worth being sure about that number.
I didn't quote $300,000, but let's not go into it.
Well, okay.
The number's been the same. If you look at my forecast, September 30th, they haven't varied at all, except for the $400,000 shortfall that happened at WBAI in February, I believe. That's why you had a change. But other than that, those forecasts have been fairly consistent within 1% to 2%. Okay.
So you're going to shift on to your cell phone now?
I may want to forego my wish list and put it on for next time, if that's okay. Save some time. Remember, we talked about having it in the CFO report, so
right.
I won't do it. It's 10 items, and
At the beginning, since we've covered much of this, we'll put that at the beginning of the next meeting. And
I don't need to do it, but I think maybe next time would be good to just. I sent them out by email, so people do have a list.
Okay, Casey, or actually, do other people have questions on the September financials? Sounds like no. Will we be getting, or have we gotten the September balance sheet?
That's a little tougher, but I'm working on that. We'll have it, but the auditors have it right now. That's many times where a lot of substantial changes they make occur. So right now, I'll send you out... there's some small changes in September, only about $22,000, and I'll get the finalized balance sheet out for September, keeping in mind unaudited, and it will change. So I'll be happy to do that. What I am working for in the next 5 days or so is getting a preliminary October out, but it's hard to do some aspects of October, especially on balance sheet items, unless you have final numbers on September 30th, but I will do... something like a preliminary in October. Expenses are fairly easy, but the other issues that spill across two fiscals are a little bit different. I'll send out another September with some of the changes I've discussed and a September balance sheet.
Great. Also, when we go to, if there's nothing further on the financials, we go to the CFO report. Do you need to call back in on your cell phone?
Well, I don't. My CFO report was going to be on some of the goals that I was suggesting that we might want to look at for this year. And I don't need to do that on this call. As I said, they are in writing, and they seem suitable for next meeting. As far as I'm concerned, I don't need to repeat them. I did it at the last meeting, so I don't need to go over them. But I would like to, at the next meeting, look at prioritizing or calendarizing which ones this committee thinks are most important to pursue, and what format, what process we would use, or can recommend to whoever the committee next year.
Okay, are there questions for the CFO? I know I have one about the current status of WBI's financial health, because I heard their last fund drive didn't perform as well as hoped, so I was wondering what was happening on that front. Are there other questions for the CFO that we can ask him while he's driving?
Well, I was troubled by Casey's comment that KPFK budgeted a certain amount for the fund drive for October and then didn't try to raise that amount. Surely I heard wrong.
Well, I don't know that they didn't try to raise that amount, but my understanding was that, I mean, and it's possibly the GM's prerogative to set a goal for this fund drive at one amount and a higher goal the next fund drive. You know, that may be an explanation as well. So I'm not trying to say that, you know, there was necessarily any wrongdoing, but I was surprised that I think we budgeted our income at $3.1 million and we had a goal of $950,000 for the fund drive. But that doesn't mean that she's not going to set a goal at the next fund drive higher.
I'd speak to that a little. I think the issue is that last year we had the $950,000 goals. Our budget for this year was to raise what we raised last year, but we did that by going over goal each time, about as much as we went over goal this time. But part of that, I think, may have to do with the fact that we have a translator coming on stream in Malibu, which may increase substantially the revenues in the later in the year fund drives. And I think that rather than putting a heavy, well, actually, I don't want to speak for the manager. We in our local finance committee can ask that question and bring it back to what the manager's reasoning for that was back to the committee if you're interested.
I am. I'm floored that a budget that just got approved and the first month of the new fiscal year, lower goals are set. I never heard of such rubbish.
Our budget has, I believe, funds coming in the summer and a summer drive, which this year we did not do. So if you include the summer drive, I think that's correct, that it included funds coming in during the summer, which, again, wasn't necessary this year because we went so far over. That may be something that we do this year, or if we continue to match the performance that we've had, then it wouldn't be necessary again this year.
Yeah, I'll just say that we did not budget for a summer drive, but we always could add one. And I hope that I didn't, you know, I was surprised also that the goal given was $950,000, but I have to say that, you know, I don't know the thinking behind it, and there may be something reasonable behind it. So I sure don't want to put something out there and say that something was done wrong. I don't mean it that way. I just don't really know what the thinking was behind it.
Well, I guess it goes to show how important the forecasting is.
I'm going to call back in on my cell phone.
Great, thanks.
Oh, maybe I can hold on for if there are other...
Well, we are going to do an executive session, so we do need you back.
Okay, let me get to my car and I'll call back in.
Okay, thanks. Is there any further discussion about questions we may need to ask Lonnie when he comes back on?
I guess I'm a little fuzzy. Did we cover the September financials at all? Was it all done last time or something? And I just spaced?
I think maybe you're fuzzy. We were doing that when I was asking those questions that you thought was much ado about nothing.
Those were questions about the September financials.
So that was when, and then I asked, are there any questions, other questions about the September financials? and nobody said anything, so I moved the agenda to the CFO report. But we can certainly go back to that if you like.
Whatever.
Has anybody read any good books lately on finance, since it's a finance call?
No, but I was sent quite by accident something about budgeting and seminars about budgeting and a website, and I thought about sending it around to the NFC, and then I thought, well, let me not preach to the choir.
Rudy, can you talk a little bit about what's going on at BAI? Because I did hear that the fund drive at BAI was 100,000 short. Is that true?
Yes. And so they're scheduled for a mini drive in this month.
Mm-hmm.
A mini drive this month to make that up. I think there was some discussion about whether it should be extended or not, and I think the consensus amongst, Lonnie and Ambrose was that the drive shouldn't be extended. And again, what's going to happen is that there's going to be a December drive. And, between that and some off-air stuff, they're looking to make up the shortfall. So that's where we stand. Did I lose everybody?
No, I think we're all losing each other here. The energy's gone out of it, like an open balloon.
Wait till I'm sure in executive session, the energy will come back up again.
I don't think so. There's not that much there.
Okay.
What else? What else is worthy of discussion?
I am here, but just barely. This is Jane.
Okay.
I've been listening attentively.
Well, we do still have a number of financial issues. We keep talking about these unfunded initiatives right now. And I think, we need to make a recommendation to the board on some of these things. And, we can talk about surplus monies going into it at the end of the year, but these things are supposed to start now. We really do need, I think, to urge the board that there needs to be some national days of fundraising at each of the stations. And I think the planning for that needs to start. We do need that solidarity fund. We have the Spanish language programming. We have the race and nationality initiatives. And that's never mind any potential increase in funding for free speech radio news. So I think we'd be remiss if we weren't pushing that idea forward.
So what's your point?
I think we maybe should consider a motion to the national board that prioritizes national fundraising days to meet the financial needs of the national initiatives. The alternative is to take it out of station, out of prior year monies that are in station bank accounts right now, or to not spend it.
The difficulty is, though, like in the BAI situation, anytime we come on the air.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine you would be expected to do it. You guys are already going to the well
constantly.
It would have to be at the other stations.
Right. That would be definitely a hard sell. Unless they're going to do a mail, some sort of a national office mail drop.
But I don't understand why those are like to these lists. I don't understand why we wouldn't go to our listeners directly and say, we'd like your support to fund the following national initiatives.
Thank you.
have to think of a way to finance that fund, that rainy day fund or national initiative fund.
Yeah, and we sort of let that drop.
Because, like you said, but the complications are there. If a station, you know, depending on how you budget, depends on whether or not you have any excess to put into the fund.
Right, but with the exception of BAI, every station has airtime. So particularly if the programming were done by coordinating a national effort and the demand wasn't placed on the stations to do that, you know, I don't see why every station couldn't or wouldn't donate airtime for the fundraising for these projects. Well, again, with the exception of WBAI.
That's because when they were thinking about doing the BAI fundraiser, the other stations were, that was pretty much a go, right, in terms of what the other stations were going to do?
Well, I know that Kay pulled out because they had issues with the pitching on the Roberts hearing and the way it was structured, but I know there was, I don't think there was any objection to the principle of doing it. I think Kay wanted to do its own day in its own way for that purpose.
There's no board fundraising committee, is there?
No, there's no board development committee.
I thought there was a national development committee that Zarina was on.
I know she raised the issue, but I don't know that we ever formed a committee. I don't recall ever holding a vote for membership for a committee like that.
Definitely a need for one, because it shouldn't be our responsibility to...
Well, no, but it is our responsibility to tell the board,
mm-hmm.
Look, you've got these things hanging out there that you said you wanted to do and you don't have money for them, ergo, your choices are as follows, raise money or dip into savings. Should we take a recess since it seems like everybody's a little bit shagged out at the moment, and recess for 5 minutes? I can stick on the line and wait for Lonnie to come back and let him know.
Well, this is Jane speaking. It's not going to make any difference to me. I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be able to hold out. Sorry. So this is the first time I realized that these September statements had come through. Can somebody explain to me what the difference is between the two? He sent out one that is 12 months values only, and then the other one is...
I think that's because, Jane, sometimes some of us, when we open up his ones with links, some of the links go sideways on some of the computers. I know, for instance, when I open Lonnie's at work, it goes sideways. When I open it at home, it's fine. So I think that's why he does the values only, but you should find the numbers are identical.
I mean, there's one that has a subject heading, question of quarterly reports, and then there's another one that has a subject heading, values only version of September 2005 income. So it's the question of quarterly reports. That is, that's the same. Okay, yeah, September 2006. Okay.
All right. What date were those sent? Was that like November 17?
I have November 16th. You have something else?
I'm looking.
Are we still going to try to the meeting with the treasurers and at the PNB meeting in January?
This is Lauren. That we really need to talk to Lonnie and invite the treasurers and invite business managers, because again, you know, all the things that we're talking about, unless we have a document or format or something before us, is still like, you know, just basically ideas versus, you know, having it on a sheet of paper. And I think that we really, really should plan to have a finance meeting at the next PNB, you know, maybe that Thursday night and Friday morning, depending on what's required, that we should do this. Because otherwise, again, we have to, as far as the planning, as far as forecasting, budget, and timeline, that's where you really develop the, you know, other than you guys doing it, treasurers doing it on their own, or business managers doing it on their own and working with the treasurers, and you really have to get that that camaraderie and look at the timeline for the budgets, and that's where it will really begin, is when we have a working session with the treasurers, the business managers, and whoever on the finance staff that Lonnie would like to invite.
That's something we should definitely make the decision on tonight. It's not too soon, I would imagine.
I'm Lonnie's back.
Lonnie, welcome back. This is the CFO report portion, but do people want to update Lonnie on the couple of things that have come up? LaVarne, you were just talking about the, and Barudi had raised the question of the treasurers.
I was just talking again about what we really need is at the next PNB meeting is a working session group with the finance staff, the staff who you would like to invite, the business managers, the treasurers, so that we can really embrace this idea of the timeline, the idea of having the quarterly forecast, and that way we can really, once you get that established, you can really move forward on what we have to do, and I mean, and everything will become more real because you will have input to that and really iron out all of the various kinks that might impact, you know, individual stations. So, we really, really need to have the finance group meet at the next PNB meeting. And I was thinking maybe Thursday, it's starting Thursday evening or that Friday morning, because usually we convene on Friday afternoon. So, I think we really need to look at planning that, Lonnie, and to bring that together so we can really, move the planning process as well as incorporate the forecast and absolutely the formats in terms of how to present this information so that the board can see things more clearly. Because the package that was pulled together, and Marnie worked with Lois here at KPFA, it was really, you know, documented all the information. It was really a nice package. So, you know, we can use that as a straw man or however, you know, whatever forms that other people would like to use.
Well, Marnie, the thing about doing it in January is there'll be a new board coming in, so I'm not sure. I guess the treasurers from the stations will have just been elected. The finance committee won't have been elected for that year. And I'm wondering also, given what Zarina's comments were about, you know, holding the meeting in Washington in January, whether it might not be better to do it at the March Los Angeles meeting, because then everybody will have been in place and will have a sense of you know, who the finance committee are, or do you think that that's irrelevant?
You know, the earlier you get started is better, and as far as the fact that, you know, we can have some kind of idea if we're going to continue on the finance committee, and I think, again, that the people who will be in place will be the business managers, and again, you know, we can just kind of do a little poll to see if who plan to return as treasurer if they choose to take the continue in the position. But I think that the earlier, the better.
The other issue is that it's not budgeted at this point, which leads us to the other point about budgeting of some things that have no budget right now and need them.
Well, also, you know, we also at times in the past we invited the chairs of the LSB, and we did not do that the last time. So I think that what we need to do is, I think if it's either DC or LA, that we can just impress upon our board members to try to reduce costs as much as they could, like they did in Houston, and then whatever the planned amount for the board meeting will probably come under, and that should be able to take care of the treasurers and, you know, for and the business managers.
Well, so just to be clear, are we talking right now about a formal motion to do this?
You know, we've discussed it. You know, I just need to know what the feeling is. I mean, I mean,
why don't you make the motion and then we'll just discuss it as a motion?
Are we ready to discuss? Okay, fine.
Are we in the middle of the CFO report, Dave?
Good point. Good point. So can we hold off on that, Lavarne, until...
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie, did you want to add anything to what you've sent us in writing as to the CFO report?
No. I'm going to, as I said, try to revisit September, and well, we're busy looking at October. So, and then we've got auditors in here in 2 weeks, and we're busy preparing for that. That's going to be it. I did mention in my earlier email that in 2-3 weeks, a month, because we're in the holidays, but that allocation issue will be on the table. The auditors will make their report and their recommendations. But, you know, it's I don't have anything new there, so I have no sense making it up.
All right, well, if there's nothing further on that, and we didn't have new business in this agenda, and both my issue of the recommendations on financing, how to finance these unfunded mandates, and the issue of that Lavarne was just raising our new business, we could either move to include that in this meeting or place those on the agenda for next time.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say, Dave?
We can these issues, we can either address them now. We do still have time in this agenda to address them if people choose to add a new business section at this point, or we can put them into the next meeting and move to our executive session and finish up the call.
I'm sorry, I don't have the agenda in front of me. What time were we supposed to go into executive session?
7:32.
Okay. Then I would ask that we go into a period of new business, and then you know I can just put forth the motion about convening a finance meeting at the next PNB, and then at a PNB meeting, because then we can think a little bit more about whether we should do it for January. I would prefer January, but like you're saying, with some of the fact that we have not elected our officers at that time or our committee members, that we could, if we delay until April.
March,
rather.
Are you saying there's going to be an in-person meeting in January and in March?
Yeah.
No, either one or the other, but in-person.
The PMB meets in person in January and in March.
Right.
And then she's saying that this meeting that she's done. But let's find out if the group is can we, without objection, add this as new business to our current agenda? Okay, there's no objection to it. So, Lavon, why don't you make the motion clearly so we all know what we're talking about?
Okay, I haven't written it out. Okay, so basically the motion is that the National Finance Staff invite the local station board treasurers and the business managers of the station to convene a finance working group to outline policy timelines, to outline timelines and process for the fiscal year.
Is your motion for January or for March?
I don't know if I'm going to put a time in right now. Oh, we can see just at a PNB meeting. Kevin.
Saskatchewan.
Can you reread it, Casey, so I'm sure you've
got it down? Well, this is what I put down, that the LSB treasurers and business managers at each station be invited to attend a PNB meeting in order to outline budget timelines and process for the upcoming fiscal year.
That sounds good.